Vermont U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy was the keynote speaker today at the Northeast Regional IDEA Conference. More than 300 biomedical researchers from Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Delaware, and Vermont are in Burlington for the National Institutes of Health-sponsored meeting. Senator Leahy says cuts proposed in President Trump's budget are extremely dangerous to researchers.
I think the budget proposals are devastating to medical research. What they're saying is, here, we'll make huge cuts here, and maybe in a few years, we'll put it back. They're cutting some of it back to the level it was almost 20 years ago. Well, you can't turn medical research on and off. You can't say, well, we'll set it aside for 2 or 3 years, but then bring the researchers back and start up again. We never would have had a vaccination against polio if we'd done that.
Are you particularly intrigued by any of the research projects that are being shown at the conference?
I'm very intrigued by them. Of course, anything on cancer is amazing, but what intrigues me as much as anything is the collaborating, everybody working together. Somebody might have a great idea in Boston, but somebody in Burlington might have the way to complete the art. The fact that they can go back and forth and collaborate with each other, encourage to collaborate with each other, means we'll have better medical research. And you can't turn that on and off. The administration has no problem with throwing billions and billions of dollars into building a useless wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. But to put the same amount of money into something that might cure cancer or diabetes or Alzheimer's, they don't want to spend the money. That's a mistake of priorities.
May I ask a couple off topic?
Yeah, and I really have to run.
Okay. With everything that's been happening regarding Charlottesville, do you believe the president has lost his credibility completely?
Well, every president has to be a moral leader for the country, and I've appreciated when both Republican and Democratic presidents have stood up to do that. This is not showing moral leadership. You lose credibility when you repeat the phrases of neo-Nazis. This country fought and lost thousands and thousands of brave men and women fighting Nazis, as did our allies. Now, I know the president got 5 deferments, so he wouldn't have to serve in the military. But you ought to think of the people who did and the people who sacrificed so that we could stop the Nazis. You don't praise them, you condemn them.
Senator, 3 House Democrats have introduced a censure resolution regarding the president.
I haven't seen it.
If that is the case, do you think it would go anywhere, and would something like that reach the Senate?
I have no idea. I'm not trying to duck your question. I've never seen as dysfunctional a Congress as we have today, and I think the Republican leadership has got to start realizing they represent the whole country, not just a small part of their party.
Do you think more Republicans need to criticize the president directly?
I'm not going to tell them what to do. I'm going to speak of what I do, but I look at the very brave ones who have.
Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, the vice chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, ranks first in seniority in the U.S. Senate. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.